Please stand now. The opening hymn is 293. 299 of the Red Prayer Books. Page 299 is We Remain Standing, if possible. Page 299. At the top of the page, Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the middle of the page, there is one body and one spirit. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. The Lord be with you now. Thank you. As we remain standing, let us pray. First, the collect for today, the Feast of St. Matthew, on one of the bulletin inserts. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the witness of your apostle and evangelist Matthew to the gospel of your Son, our Savior. And we pray that after his example, we may with ready wills and hearts obey the calling of our Lord to follow him. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
And a collect for a church convention. Almighty and everlasting Father, you have given the Holy Spirit to abide with us forever. Bless, we pray, with his grace and presence, the bishop and the other clergy and the laity, soon to be assembled in your name in Anchorage, that your church being preserved in true faith and godly discipline may fulfill all the mind of him who loved it and gave himself for it, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated now, if possible, for the readings.
The reading this morning is from the Old Testament, Book of Proverbs. My child, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments for length of days and years of life and abundant welfare they will give you. Do not let loyalty and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and of people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And I shall keep it to the end.
Give me understanding, and I shall keep your laws.
I shall keep it with all my heart.
May we go the path of your commandments.
For that is my desire.
Incline my heart to your decrees.
And not to unjust gain.
Turn my eyes from watching what is worthless.
Give me life in your ways.
Fulfill your promise to your servant, which you made to those who fear you. Turn away from your reproach,
because your judgments are good.
Behold, I call for your commandments.
In your righteousness, preserve me. Please remain seated for the second reading. The second reading is from the New Testament, a reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believe, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped then for every good work. There ends the second reading, the word of the Lord. Hymn 647. Thank you.
glory to you, Lord Christ.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at the dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated if possible. Yay, we're going to do a baptism. And you should just do it now and forget the sermon, but I've had to do this for the other two services, so you might as well hear it anyway. Sometime this last week, I met somebody who just moved to Fairbanks in August. And as we were talking, and we were looking outside at how pretty it was and all that kind of stuff, and they said, "Yeah, I just got here. I don't know what the winter is going to be like." And I said, "Oh, it'll be just like this." But I thought of it since then, and this person just got here like 2 weeks ago and said, "I don't know what the winter is going to be like." And I've been here longer than 2 weeks, and I don't know what the winter is going to be like. Neither do you. All morning, people have been talking about that S word, for example. And whether it's going to come on Tuesday or Wednesday. And I don't know if it's going to come on Tuesday or Wednesday. Neither do you. I've already heard at the last service somebody who had that S stuck in their front yard yesterday. By the way. But I didn't. And I don't know what's going to come. I don't know. There's just lots in this life. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in the rest of the service. You never know. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of today. Neither do you. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the week. I don't know. There's lots we don't know about. There's just lots we don't know about. I don't know why, for example, 104 or 105 years ago, I don't know why Archdeacon Stuck or Bishop Rowe or whoever named this church St. Matthew. They could have named it St. Michael and All Angels. They'd started work on the church. Today's the Feast of St. Matthew. So somewhere along the line, either Archdeacon Stock or Bishop Rowe or Norman Elliott, because he was around then, somebody decided to call it St. Matthew's. I don't know why. They could have called it St. Michael and All Angels. And then we'd be talking, which is feast day is next week. And then we'd have an icon of St. Michael and angels. And we'd have angels all over the place. We'd talk about angels. They could have called it St. Luke. And St. Luke's Day is next month. And we talk about St. Luke and doctors and physicians, but They called it St. Matthew, and ever since then, we've been connected up with the story of St. Matthew. And so this morning, don't cry. It'll be over soon. Ever since then, we've been connected with the story of St. Matthew. And there's lots we don't know about St. Matthew. We don't know if he was a fairly old guy and tired of being a tax collector. We don't know if he was in some kind of midlife crisis and looking for something new to do. We don't know if he had a family. We don't know if he grew up in grinding poverty and decided, if nothing else, I'm going to have money in my life. We just don't know a lot of stuff about St. Matthew. We don't know if he was tall, we don't know if he was short. We don't know lots of things about St. Matthew. We don't know what he thought when he saw the Lord Christ walking across the water. We don't know what he thought when he was sitting on the hillside and 5,000 people were fed with a little bit of dry fish. We don't know what he thought in the blackness of Holy Week on the cross and that week in Jerusalem. We don't know why he was a tax collector. We don't know what he thought about stuff. We don't really know how he died. There's a charming legend that shows up in the Middle Ages that says he ended up speared in Ethiopia or someplace. That's why we're all wearing red. More or less defending the sanctity of Mary. We don't know. There's just lots we don't know about St. Matthew. But we know one thing. He got up. We know one thing about him. He got up. So did I. About 5 hours ago. So did you. We know he got up. And that's enough. You get 50 points for getting your name on the piece of paper. You get points for just getting up. We know Matthew got up. And just to show you, this gets a little bit tricky. What if I was to tell you the Greek word in get up also is the word for arose? Matthew arose. That sounds a little bit Easter-y, doesn't it? Matthew got up. We know he got up. That's a big thing. There are times, maybe in your life, or probably been in my life, when I didn't think I wanted to get up. Matthew got up. So did you this morning. So did I. Matthew got up. You get points for just getting your name on the paper. You get points for coming in the church door with Shani and Allison and Shelby and Julia to sit with their parents who are now really embarrassed because their grandfather pointed them out. You get points for coming in. You get points for getting up. Matthew got up. That's all we need to know. He got up. And we don't know the rest of the story. Except that he got up. He made a beginning. And so each of us, again and again, whether we're, yay, I'm getting up. And, oh, God, I don't know if I can get up. Getting up, at least, is the beginning. We don't know the rest of the story. And there's a lesson in that. And the icon, the painting of St. Matthew back by the altar, he holds the story against his heart. He holds the book against his heart. But the other thing we know about Matthew is somewhere along the line between getting speared in Ethiopia, he wrote down the story. And in writing down the story of Christ in the world, in writing down the story of God and humanity, and he's never mentioned it. Matthew never gets mentioned except for here. Because Matthew's story becomes part of God's story in the world. He disappears into the story of God. Even so, you and I, and all of us, that all of our life becomes part of that same story of God and the world. We don't have to know the story of Matthew. We have to know the story of God and the world. That's why Matthew holds it against his heart. And that's why, short plug here, that's why Sunday school is important. So that you can learn what the story is. Sunday school will begin next week. Paul talks about Sunday school in the second lesson. The story of learning from childhood. So if you want to drift off to sleep, think about who told you the story and who you learned it from. Matthew disappears into the story. Because there's only one story in the world. That's the story of Christ. What else do we know about Matthew from the fact he tells the story of Christ? One thing he tells is it shows as an order and pattern to life that makes sense. That may now sound like such a big thing, but there have been times in my life when I've had moments and I thought it didn't make any sense at all. There have been times in my life when I thought, this makes no sense. But Matthew writes his story and in telling it says there's an order and pattern to life that makes sense. Worth remembering. Thank you, Matthew. Matthew, in writing the story, places a special emphasis in his story. It's this one act of kindness, the Lord Christ paying attention to him and saying, come, that gets him to arise. So Matthew, when he writes his story, will pay attention to the acts of kindness, particularly to those in the world that no one is paying attention to. It's from Matthew's gospel that we hear that the last judgment when time ends will be determined not by how many times you've gone to church, but how you have treated the poor, the hungry, the sick, the homeless, etc. Matthew emphasizes the acts of kindness that we do in the world. So much so, look at the end of this gospel reading this morning. When our Lord says, go and learn what this means. That's a pretty direct sentence. Go and learn what this means. Yes, sir. Go and learn what this means. When our Lord at the beginning of the story says, go and baptize, the church hears that and has gone and baptized for 2,000 years. When he says, do this in remembrance of me, we've been doing that faithfully for 2,000 years. When he says, go and learn what this means, we better go learn what it means. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Well, gosh, okay. I guess I better go learn what it means. That's kind of direct. All right, here's a beginning to help you go and learn what it means. Because I've had to go and learn what it means. He's quoting the Old Testament prophet Hosea. That's one thing to know. And sacrifice doesn't mean, for those of us who think we live in Lent all the time, sacrifice doesn't mean, oh, well, I'll give up salt. Sacrifice refers to the religious rituals that were going on in the temple. You know, you want a contemporary way of saying this? Because the irony in saying this in a church service just flabbergasting. Go and learn what this means. I'm more interested in kindness to each other than church services. Got that? That's what he's saying. I'm more interested in how you treat the people around you than whether you went to church today. Go and learn what this means, says our Lord Jesus twice in Matthew's gospel. Go and learn what this means. I'm more interested in kindness than I am in religious rituals. That's a big sentence. And that's why people might get mad enough at the Lord Jesus, because he keeps saying those things, to finally do amen. I'm more interested in how you treat each other than religious services, said the rector in a religious service. It's funny. It's funny. But, you know, I didn't write it. All I got to do is read it. What else do we know about Matthew? So we don't know anything about Matthew except his story is finally the only story there is, the story of God in the world. What else do we know about Matthew, just summarizing it up, is that life makes sense even if it doesn't seem to at the time. What else do we know about Matthew? Hey, that the world is filled with wonder. Matthew's where you get stars moving across the sky in the winter, and you get kings on camels walking down Allakaket to Bethlehem. The world is filled with wonder and beauty, says Matthew. And finally, the world is filled with God. For Matthew will end his gospel with Christ saying, I am with you always. I am with you always. And finally, we know one more thing about Matthew from this morning's reading. He liked to eat. He liked to party and have a good time. First thing he does after he gets up is he has a party at his house that night. And all kinds of unlikely people come together. And we've been doing that ever since. We got up this morning. We got unlikely people coming together to eat. You and I. Not knowing anything except that we got up. And that's all we need to know. And sometimes people help us get up. And that's what baptism is. We're moving now into the baptism service. So everybody wake up. Sometimes people help us get up. And yes, you'll be that old enough too that people will have to help you get up. But before then, people help us get up by baptism. We're in the middle of page 301. Ready? Okay, remember, stay seated. Page 301. The first thing that happens is introductions. I say in the big, deep church voice. No, it's not time for you to say that yet. The candidate for holy baptism will now be presented. And now you stand up, and everybody that's part of the baptism stands up. And you introduce us by saying his first name and middle name there. I present
Evan Wilfred John to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Okay. Anybody else here that's part of the baptism? Okay. Will you be responsible for seeing this child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and your life, help this child grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Okay. Come on over this way. So, now the God pastor here? How many godparents are there?
Except three godfathers and one godmother.
We need three volunteers to stand in for the godparents. I gotta stand here. This has to be a warm body. You gotta come stand up here though and figure out which way is up river and down river. Three volunteers just to stand in for the godparents who couldn't be here. There's one, two, three. Okay. There you go. Thank you. All right, we're in the middle of page 302. No hints from the audience. What direction is this? What direction is that?
West.
Hey, good. No, amateur hero. What happens in the West except in June and July? Sun sets. Darkness. You face now into the darkness. And all of us older than this child know there's dark stuff in this world. Facing into the darkness. In the early church, this is when they did the exorcisms. In the middle of page 302, on behalf of this child and the godparents who couldn't be here, do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce.
There you go. On behalf of this child and on behalf of the godparents that couldn't be here, do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce.
On behalf of this child and the godparents that couldn't be here, do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Okay, come walk over this one now. Oh, I'm going to get to walk around. Okay. Questions get easier. What directions is this?
East.
What happens in the east?
Sunrises.
New day, new beginnings. Bishop, come from the east. New day, new beginning. There aren't any endings. There's always a new beginning. We get up. Matthew gets up. Think what a new beginning in your life it was when it came into your life. Facing into the east, into the rising sun. On behalf of this child and on behalf of the godparents that couldn't be here, do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior?
I do.
On behalf of this child and godparents that couldn't be here, do you put your whole trust in His grace and love?
I do.
On behalf of this child and godparents that couldn't be here, do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord?
I do.
All of you! Huh. You've heard these promises. Will you do everything in your power to support this child and his new life in Christ? I invite you to stand. On page 304, as we make again our own baptismal promises, do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son, our Lord, who is redeemed by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died in the grave. He descended to the dead, and on the very day He rose again. He descended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to establish the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? Continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers. Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Let's now pray for this child who's about to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Deliver him, O Lord, from the way of sin and death. Open his heart to your grace and truth. Fill him with your holy and life-giving spirit. Keep him in the faith and communion of your holy church. Teach him to love others in the power of the Spirit. Send him in the world and witness to your love. Bring him to
grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized in the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live then in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Okay. If you don't get tired, it's okay to sit down, in case you're wondering. I've got to get something up here, but I forgot to get. No, I'm going to get some of the. Okay. It's really pretty simple, despite all this. Can you stand up or sit down with paper? All we have to do is learn how to say thank you for the gift of water. Come over this way. And if there's kids in the back that would like to be able to see, they could come up. Thank you. water. It's water. Now, this has nothing to do with the service. How many people in here have ever had to carry water to their house? If so, raise your hand. Remember how thankful you were that somebody else did it and you didn't have to do it? All we're doing is saying thank you. The Lord be with you now. Let's give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, this morning for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led your children of Israel out of their slavery in Egypt into the land of promise. In water, your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the slavery of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In this water, we are buried with Christ in his death. By this water, we share in his resurrection. Through this water, we are reborn by Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So sanctify this water, we pray, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. That wasn't complicated, huh? You didn't come to me, or you want to stay with Mom? Hi. Hi. See all these people? You're about to be related to them all. All these people. They're friendly. See the water? Now see, when you get older, people are going to tell you, you're in church, don't fool around. Don't believe it. That's all we do. Fool around. Okay. Name this child. First name and middle name.
Evan Wilford John.
Evan Wilford John? Okay, now I'm going to put it on your head. Yeah, I have one of those. Evan Wilford, I baptize you now this morning in the name of the Father. And the Son. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Evan Wilford. This is oil called chrism. Ask Father Elliot, he'll explain what that means. Evan, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Now I invite you guys to wet your finger in the water and put the cross on his forehead. Yeah, that happens with water. Are you guys standing in for godparents? You want to come do it on behalf of the godparents? No, we don't eat it. Mostly we don't eat beads. Mostly we don't eat beads. Anybody else? Anybody else? Thank you. But let me give you back over there.
Sorry, grab it.
Oops. We're connected. That's what this is all about. Quick prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon this your servant the forgiveness of sin and have raised him now to the new life of grace. Sustain him, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give him an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, the spirit to know you and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen.
I'll just do it. No.
I can't see it.
You probably haven't noticed, but it's getting darker out there. But you don't have to worry. The gift of baptism is that wherever you go, you carry the light of God with you. And don't ever have to be afraid of the dark. So that's for you. It's your candle. Come, give it to your mom. Okay, you come stand up here, and the substitute godparents can stand up there. And we're at the bottom of page 308, as we now say together, Stephen, let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be always with you now. Share that with Eva and all the rest of you. As I mentioned earlier, this is the Feast of St. Matthew's, and that means a couple of things. Immediately after this service is a harvest dinner cover dish going on back there. And you're all invited. And there's food been coming in all morning for it. And there's been new soup cooking back since 7 a.m. back there. And I watched the whole parade of rhubarb come in earlier. Anyway, you're all invited to that. And if you go back there, you'll find a couple of things. For example, there's a giant laundry basket filled with potatoes that came from way over there, growing in the St. Matthew's yard. No, she left. She's tired out from harvesting the potatoes. So the potatoes are for you. You grew them. They grow on your church lawn. They're for you to take home. And if you're not good, we'll give them to you. So there's bags back there. We've been passing them out all morning. Take some potatoes that came from the churchyard. And also, in case you missed some of the things that happened around here this summer, Tree went through and put on a disc 3,000 photographs of everything that happened here from breakup to the ordination in Indiana last Wednesday. And they're floating around on the big television back there. If you missed any of it, all you gotta do is stand there and watch. You can see baptisms and smoke and music camp back in May. And smoke, and weddings, and smoke, and tourists, and smoke, and all that happened around here this summer, and smoke is back there on that. That's for all you to look at. And if you miss it, if you go to the St. Matthew's website, most of those pictures are on the website. Next Sunday, there's big things happening. The choir will be back here at the service for the first time, and next Sunday, Sunday school is beginning. And it's going to begin right now. I mean, Sunday school always used to be at 9 o'clock, dot, 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 dot. We're moving Sunday school to this service. And folks will come into church, and then after the opening collect, then they'll leave and go off to Sunday school. And then they'll come back and take communion. And all that begins next Sunday. So, yay, we're glad that's happening. And if you'd like to help with Sunday school, the sign-up sheet's back there in the parish hall. Also in the parish hall, this has nothing to do with anything. You need to be thankful. What was yesterday? International... I found on the internet there's a way to do the whole communion service like a pirate. But I found it too late to try to do it, but it's posted back there in the church hall in case you've wondered what that might sound like, this prayer for Davy Jones's locker and things. Anyway, as we mentioned in the beginning, prayers of the Diocesan Convention is going to be held in Anchorage in about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it is, October 8th through 11th. We elected various people at our meeting in January, and with some ups and downs and sideways, it turns out that going to the convention, representing St. Matthew's and you, are Laura Bender, Julia Cockrell, who is standing up even as I say this, Julia Cockrell, Mary Margaret Davis, and me, because I gotta go. Thank you, Julia. No, I don't. Church law says I gotta go. So, the convention is a once a year, or once every 2 years, gathering of the Episcopal family in Alaska from Ketchikan to Point Hope. If you have any questions, any concerns, any issues, any ideas about the church in Alaska, talk to either the delegates or any vestry members that happen, and the vestry members can talk to the delegates. Vestry members present are Ray Cockrell and Ray Cockrell. Talk to Julia or Ray if you have any questions about anything in the world. And it's worth paying attention. 25 cents out of every dollar you put in the offering plate, we give to the diocese. So that means a fair amount of our budget goes over that way. So if you have any questions or ideas, talk to them. And as far as I know, that's all the announcements. The health ministry people remind you to wash your hands. Anybody else have any announcements? Are there any visitors or newcomers who'd like to introduce themselves?
My name is Phil Baker, and my wife, Wendy Baker. Her dad used to be Warren, and her father used to be Father Warren, who is the
candy for coming home. I'm sorry, and you're visiting from where? Anchorage. Can you pass after the poor gentleman at the end? And your name is what again?
Elliot. Elliot. The highway named after you.
Oh, Jackson! Thank you. This is Archdeacon Norman Elliot, who was here back in 1843 and now lives in Anchorage. But if you're ever in the hospital in Anchorage, he'll go visit you. Anybody else visiting? We'll give you candy if you stand up and tell us who you are. Oh, we'll give you candy anyway for visiting. And anybody else want to introduce themselves? We've been doing this all morning, too. We have an award for the visitor that came the farthest. Which one of you guys lives furthest south than Anchorage? Which one of you guys lives furthest south than Anchorage? I don't know Anchorage.
What part of Anchorage do you live?
This is for you to walk in the door. To have you here. If there are any other announcements or visitors, are there any birthdays or anniversaries? My hands are all wet and all oily. Okay, because we have visitors, what are we going to thank for? Yes, they're telling me.
My name is Darlene, and this is my birthday.
Darlene's birthday.
Shaylin.
For travel and
for travel. For travel? Yeah, for travel and.
For my granddaughter, Caroline.
And for Caroline. So pray for Darlene and.
Shaylin.
And travel for an anniversary for.
Jessica,
Maya, and Mike left this morning. For North Carolina. And it's Bernice and Eli's anniversary. Who else is the president?
Caroline.
So we'll throw all that into the prayer on page 830, prayer 50, even though some people prefer prayer 51. Oh, God, our times are in your hands. Look with favor, we pray, on your servants, Darlene, Shaylin, Jessica, Mike, Naya, and Mike, Eli, and Bernice, and Carolyn, as they all begin another year. Grant that they may grow in wisdom and grace and strengthen their trust in your goodness all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord of wonder and delight, in the season of the year when the trees even are filled with light, behold the gift of your friends for whom we've prayed, either traveling or anniversaries or birthdays. Let the grace of your love that fills trees fill them and guide them, your blessing before them, all the days and nights of the years to come. Let angels that watch over this place watch over them and sing them to sleep at night, filling their dreams with only your love. In your name, Lord Christ, we do pray for all your friends. Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
If there are any other announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, remember the words of our Lord, it's more blessed to give than to receive. The offertory hymn is 314. Thank you.
service continues as we remain standing on page 361 of the Great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you now. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right. And a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through the great shepherd of your flock, Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection sent forth his apostles to preach the gospel and to teach all nations, and promised to be with them always, even to the end of the ages. Therefore, we praise you this morning, joining our voices with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven, who forever are singing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Now you may sit or kneel if you wish, or remain standing, whatever helps you to pray.
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and became the subjects of evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only eternal Son, to share in our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to bring us back to you, the God, the Father of all. He outstretched his arms on the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which was given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice and praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink, and new unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and in peace. And on the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, and as Bella Jean leads us first in her language.
What he said in the question, no, the friend showed you, no, the go get father, the Jewish, the end she says, you could get none cut a court to go and see. He trained shit, no one enough to. Trend those equitanasha and a washi. No, what to go and do, no, Amen.
We are bold to pray with her, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
and forgive
those who trespass against us.
And lead us
not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
For you, who are also the gifts of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on them in your hearts now by faith with thanksgiving. This is the Lord's feast, His table. He invites all to come and share. No one is turned away. We have the honor of being your servants, servants He lasts, so we invite the front pews to come forward, please.
Yeah.
Oh, our sins and griefs to bear.